Okay, let's unpack this. We are officially staring down week 10. It's the final stretch, really, of the regular season.
Yeah, it's get serious now.
And week nine, I mean, it didn't just deliver drama. It feels like it fundamentally reshaped things,
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
the whole power structure.
Oh, absolutely. Volatility, that was the word for week nine. So, yeah, our mission today, we got to review that shocking fallout from week nine, then understand the huge strategic implications, I think, of this injury and bye week crisis that's looming.
Right.
And finally, yeah, preview the critical matchups. These are the ones deciding who gets those playoff spots.
And look, we have to start with the biggest story, maybe the biggest story all year. The undefeated leader, Tyler Bradley.
It happened.
It finally happened. Kevin Bradley gave Tyler their first loss. Game of the week, 99.4 to 84.6. So the leader is now 8-1.
Yeah, 8-1. And what's really fascinating here, I think, is how it happened. It's the strategic failure behind the loss. Kevin scored 99.4. That's actually one of the lower winning scores we've seen.
Yeah, surprisingly low for a game of the week win, especially against the top team.
Exactly. So the key takeaway isn't really that Kevin surged, it's that Tyler just bottomed out. 84.6 points. That's his lowest score all year by a mile.
Wow.
This wasn't just, an off week. It was like a perfect storm where his core guys, usually so reliable, they all underperformed at the same time. You just can't survive that.
Yeah, when your anchors bust, you're done.
Right.
And that volatility, it kind of cut both ways, didn't it?
Yeah.
We saw absolute chaos in that Abby Bradley versus Dwayne Bradley game.
Yeah.
Abby won by, was it 1.25 points?
Just over a point, 96.85 to 95.6.
That is just pure luck, surviving that kind of margin. Just
Yeah.
squeaking by.
It really is. And then you flip to the other extreme, Tyler Starbird. Just a monster
Oh,
performance.
yeah.
Biggest blowout winner. He put up 129.9 points and just crushed Nathaniel Baker, who only managed 85.5.
That's a 51.9% margin against Nathaniel Baker, who's like top three in the power rankings.
Yeah, exactly. A team that strong usually doesn't take that kind of beating. It shows anyone can have a down week or an up week in Starbird's case.
So, okay, that begs the question then. Where did Tyler Starbird and others find these, ceiling performances? Let's spotlight some of the week nine heroes. Who drove those big point totals?
Yeah, let's do it. Quarterback, got to start there. Dwayne Bradley, even though he lost that nail biter, he had the quarterback of the week. Caleb Williams went off for 47.5 points.
47.5. Wow. That score alone basically kept him in it, right?
Oh, absolutely. Kept him competitive right to the very end.
Okay, and what about the running backs, the backbone of any team?
Well, Christian McCaffrey, no surprise there, really. Running back of the week, 31.8 points for Brian Bradley.
He just keeps doing it.
He does. McCaffrey is just elite, a foundation player. He's currently, what, the number two running back overall? 201 points. Just
No.
the definition of consistency.
Yeah, rock solid. But the real surprise, maybe, was tight end. Jeremiah Kearns, Brock Bowers, 37.3 points. That's massive for a tight end.
Huge dominant performance. That single score, it just shifts the whole outlook for Jeremiah's team right now.
Definitely. And wide receiver.
T. Higgins, playing for Jared Steffes. That's Steffes Fess. He led the way there with 29.6 points. Solid week for him.
Okay, so you had these heroes, these huge ceiling games.
Yeah.
But week nine definitely came with a price, didn't it?
It did. That momentum, that high scoring,
Yeah.
it leads us right into, well, a pretty brutal injury report. And this is going to test roster depth like never before, especially for those teams, teetering on the playoff edge.
Right. Here's where it gets really interesting. Okay, two key players went down, and their owners must be absolutely reeling.
Yeah, reeling is the right word. First, Brian Bradley. He's facing like a disaster scenario at quarterback. Jaden
Yeah.
Daniels, dislocated elbow.
Oof.
Yeah. Out indefinitely, multiple weeks, slim chance of even coming back this season. For Brian, who really relies on that QB production, that's potentially a fatal blow, unless he finds a high-end replacement like right now.
Wow. Yeah. That's tough. And then Dwayne Bradley, already struggling at 2-7, he lost a truly devastating asset.
Yeah, his tight end, Tucker Kraft, season-ending torn ACL.
Oh, no.
And you just can't replace that kind of production off the waiver wire. Kraft was having an incredible year. He's currently the number two tight end in points scored, 101 points. Only Trey McBride has more with 104.
Losing your number two guy at a scarce position like tight end,
Yeah.
that just changes everything for Dwayne's offense for the rest of the year.
It's a massive hit. Now, on a slightly brighter note, maybe. Jacob Bradley might get his wide receiver Brian Thomas Jr. back for week 10. He had that ankle injury listed as week to week now.
Okay, well, Jacob needs him desperately, sitting outside the playoff picture right now.
Definitely.
But okay, injuries aside, this week 10 bye situation might be even more damaging just because it hits so many top tier teams. We've got four major NFL teams resting. Bengals, Titans, Chiefs, Cowboys.
Right. This creates just widespread roster carnage. But nobody, and I mean nobody, feels the pain quite like Josh Yeagler.
Ah, yeah. Because of Mahomes.
Exactly. He relies completely on quarterback Patrick Mahomes, leads all QBs, 264 points through week 9. Losing that guaranteed, you know, 25, 30 points for a week, it's catastrophic for a team sitting at 2-7.
So what's the strategic move here for Josh? I mean, this isn't just grabbing a bench warmer. This is like a survival decision.
It absolutely is. The waiver wire is going to be script bearer this week for QBs. So Josh has a choice, right? Does he gamble on some high-ceiling, low-floor streamer, hoping for just an explosive game to keep pace?
Or
does he grab a more conservative guy, someone who guarantees maybe 15 points, aim for a safe floor just to survive the week?
Given his record, though, he kind of needs the win, doesn't he? He probably has to chase the ceiling.
I think he does. Which makes week 10 this enormous risk management exercise for him and probably a few others too.
Yeah, managing that kind of turnover, especially now, that's the absolute difference between making the playoffs and, well, ending up in the consolation bracket. Speaking of which, let's check the current standings through week 9. The playoff picture is starting to solidify a bit.
Yeah, it is. Across the four divisions, the leaders are pretty clearly defined, but that chasing pack is still tight. Veteran division, Tyler Bradley, even with the loss, 8-1, strong lead, almost certainly in.
Right, then the elite division, that's neck and neck. Nathaniel Baker and John Malstead, both tied at 7-2. They've built a nice cushion there.
They have. Legend division, Kevin Bradley, our upset king from week 9. He leads at 6-3.
Okay.
And then the rookie division, that's where the competition is fierce. Caden Lick and Jeremiah Kern are tied, both 5-4. That division is a real dogfight for those top two spots.
Definitely. Now, we can't analyze standings without a serious power rankings reality check. We get this from the Sleeper Companion analysis. What do these rankings tell us about, like, real team strength versus just the win-loss record?
Yeah, this is crucial info, especially now. Power rankings look deeper, right? Projected points, bench quality, rest of season strength, beyond just who won last week. And they confirm that elite tier. Nathaniel Baker is ranked number 1 overall. Tyler Bradley's number 2. John Malstead number 3.
Wait, hang on. Nathaniel Baker's number 1 in power, but he just got crushed by Tyler Starbird. Scored like 85 points. How does that work?
That's exactly why these rankings matter. They see that 85-point score as like an anomaly, a one-off fluctuation. They believe Nathaniel Baker still has the best overall roster foundation, anchored by guys like Jonathan Taylor, George Pickens. They expect them to keep performing consistently.
Okay. That makes sense. It's about the long view.
Right. Yeah. But conversely, you got to look at the team struggling at the bottom of those rankings. Josh Yagler's team, Trumpin' on You Snowflakes, ranked 13th overall in power. Yeah. Jacob Bradley's 15th. And Addie Bradley is dead last at 16th.
Oof. So for them,
yeah,
the runway's getting really short.
They are running out of time. While Tyler's close to locking up a spot, the pressure is just immense on those two win teams. Josh Yagler, Dwayne Bradley, both 2-7. They don't just need to win out. They probably need a miracle and for other teams to collapse to even sniff those wild card spots.
Okay, let's pivot then.
Yeah.
Week 10 matchup preview and predictions. Time for some hot takes.
We'll do it.
We'll run through the non-game of the week matchups kind of quickly. First up, Matt Yagler, sitting pretty strong at 6-3, takes on Scott Bradley, who's struggling at 3-6.
Yeah.
I got to like Matt Yagler here. He's got the consistent Scott Just. I don't see the ceiling there to match him.
Agreed. Yeah, I think Matt Yagler handles that one without too much trouble. Okay, next. Josh Yagler, 2-7, facing Jared Steff. Steff is who's 3-6.
Okay, battle of desperation here.
Totally. Jared has a decent roster overall, but remember that bye week crisis we talked about?
Uh-oh. Who's he missing?
Jared's without his quarterback, Jared Goff. Bye week. That's a gigantic hit for him.
The bye curse strikes again. So, okay, how do we weigh that? Losing Goff versus Josh Yagler needing to find a replacement for Mahomes. They're both scrambling.
It's tough, but I think Josh Yagler might find a slightly better solution, maybe. Because he had the high-end talent to lose in the first place, which gave him that point cushion all year. Jared really relied on Goff's steady production.
Right.
It puts Jared in a really tight spot. If Josh can just find a streamer who delivers, say, 18 points, he probably wins this. I'm actually leaning towards Josh Yagler pulling off the win here purely based on the panic level.
Yeah.
I think Jared's QB situation is slightly worse this week.
Interesting. Okay, let's move to the main event, the game of the week deep dive. Jeremiah Kern, 5-4, versus Nathaniel Baker, 7-2.
Mm-hmm.
And what's really fascinating here, you pointed this out, this is the fourth week in a row that the game of the week features two teams with winning records.
4 weeks. It's kind of wild.
It really confirms that this league is top-heavy this year. If you're not on that top half, you're not getting any breaks. You're playing must-win games against other contenders every single week.
Yeah, that stat proves the competitiveness right at the top. And this matchup, it's crucial for the elite division race for Nathaniel and the rookie division race for Jeremiah.
Okay, so let's break down Nathaniel Baker first. Power-ranked number one team, like you said, anchored by running back Jonathan Taylor. Number one RB overall, 212 points.
Yeah, beast mode.
And has also got wide receiver George Pickens, number three WR overall with 137 points. I mean, that's a core of just unbelievably consistent high-end production.
It's rock solid. That's his foundation.
Now look at Jeremiah Kern. His team's going to be energized by that ridiculous Brock Bowers explosion last week, right? 37 points.
Oh, yeah.
If Bowers can maintain even half of that performance, Jeremiah is instantly dangerous. Plus, he has the reliable running back Josh Jacobs. Jeremiah is playing for survival here. Got to keep pace in that tight rookie division.
He is desperate, absolutely. But desperation doesn't always win against consistency. And this, I think, is where we're going to disagree sharply.
Oh, right.
I'm taking Nathaniel Baker.
Yeah.
And pretty easily, actually. Taylor and Kickens are just too reliable. Nathaniel's power ranking says he should win this matchup like 80% of the time. One huge tight end week doesn't change the whole season's trajectory. Bowers will probably come back down to earth, and I just don't think Jeremiah has the overall firepower to match Baker's consistent floor.
See, that is where you miss the forest for the trees. Nathaniel Baker just got annihilated last week. He scored 85 points. He is not invincible.
It was 1 week. An anomaly.
Maybe. But Brock Bowers just showed a ceiling that Nathaniel probably can't match if his guys have just an average week.
Mm-hmm.
Nathaniel's team, yeah, it's built for high floors. But Jeremiah is playing for ceiling and survival in that tight 5-4 division. If Bowers delivers a solid, say, 20 points and Josh Jacobs breaks one big run, Jeremiah absolutely wins this. I'm picking Jeremiah Kern in the upset. Consistency gets you to the playoffs, maybe, but ceiling wins you these key matchups down the stretch.
Okay. We'll mark that one down. We'll see if that ceiling comes crashing back down to a more sustainable level this week.
We shall see. So, wrapping things up, what does this all mean as we, you know, exit week 9 and look ahead to week 10?
So what does this all mean? It means we are fully entering that crucial final phase of the regular season, week 10. The playoff picture starts solidifying rapidly from here on out. You absolutely need to manage this massive 4-team bye week crisis, especially if you have key guys from the Chiefs, Cowboys, Bengals, or Titans. Check those rosters. And you have to immediately address any new devastating holes left by injuries, like losing quarterback Jaden Daniels,
yeah,
or that super productive tight end Tucker Kraft. The margin for error, it's basically gone now.
Absolutely. Check your rosters, folks. Manage your depth. And maybe here's a final provocative thought for you to chew on.
Mm.
The pressure is mounting heavily, I think, on the Legend Division leader, Kevin Bradley. Yeah, he's 6-3. He got that huge win last week. But he's also lost 2 of his last 4 games before that. Can he stabilize and hold off that chasing pack?
Good question.
Or could the final playoff spots actually be determined by some of those lowest-ranked power teams?
Yeah.
Like, you know, Jacob Bradley, maybe even Abby Bradley. If they get unexpectedly hot at just the right time in these last few volatile weeks, those waiver wire decisions you make this week, they could honestly be the ones that decide the entire season.
Makes you wonder, right? It's going to be a wild finish.